It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Auto workers in Italy are deeply divided over how to respond to an ultimatum from the automaker Fiat. Fiat now owns Chrysler. It wants to invest more than $1 billion in a plant in the northern city of Turin. But if Fiat wants the workers to agree to new work practices and to boost productivity, it's finding that the unions are divided. The workers start voting on the deal today. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Turin.
At Gate 2 of Fiat's Mirafiori plant, the atmosphere is tense as workers clash verbally. What are you doing? This is blackmail, one worker says. Wait a minute, management is going to invest millions here, and besides, I need my salary, another worker responds. I will vote yes, he adds. I have a wife and children to maintain. But the woman nearby is angry. In one of Europe's most unionized countries, Fiat CEO Sergio Marchionne is trying to overhaul decades of labor relations by moving away from the national contract and making new demands on Mirafiori workers to ensure greater competitiveness and productivity. In exchange, he says Fiat will invest $1.3 billion in a new joint venture with Chrysler. But Marchionne warned what will happen if the no votes win.
If 51% vote no, Fiat will not invest in Mirafiori and will leave Italy.
This auto factory was once Europe's biggest. In its heyday, it employed 75,000 workers. But after 15 years of decline, there are only about 6,000 left. Mirafiori is a symbol. It was the center of the country's industrial revolution and propelled post-war reconstruction. It was the heartbeat of the Italian labor movement. Now the Marchionne plan includes fewer work breaks, more shifts according to market demand, sickness benefits cutbacks, and restrictions on the right to strike. Worker Antonio Cimino is convinced Marchionne wants to use Mirafiori to dismantle decades of Italian workers' hard-earned rights.
Mirafiori is just the first step. Other industries will do the same, scrap the national contract and impose what they want. Then workers' rights will no longer exist anywhere. It's a battle that goes beyond Fiat.
Italy has an alphabet soup of unions, FIM, CISL, UILM, and so on. And here at Mirafiori, most of them have already agreed to the plan. The pro-plan union members avoid the streets and meet in an auditorium to listen to their leadership.
The crisis has been underway for 3 years. Many industries are dying. Banks are holding on to their money. If nothing improves, unemployment will skyrocket this year. We want to ensure our future. That's why we broke labor unity and approved the Marchionne plan.
The union that's been left alone is the powerful left-leaning metal workers. If they don't agree to sign, Marchionne says they'll lose their representation rights on the factory floor. Thousands of workers take to the streets in a torchlit march. They chant slogans reminiscent of Italian labor triumphs of the late 1960s. One of the march organizers, Paolo Flores d'Arcais, a leading Italian intellectual, says Marchionne's plan is authoritarian and illegal, but he acknowledges that today's economic reality has sharply undermined labor's bargaining power.
68 was a moment of struggle, but in an economic period of growth. Today, one young worker out of three is without work. And so this is a social tragedy, and this changes completely the balance of forces.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Turin.